الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to make dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. From Surah Al-Fatiha, which we all know the meaning of, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to ask for the path. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, guide me to the path of steadfastness. The thing to remember is that this life is a test. It's not the first part of the life which is a test. It's not the middle part of life which is a test. It's not the end of life which is a test. The whole life is a test. From the day you are born to the day you die, it's a test. And the test ends when we die. And it doesn't matter how we started. It doesn't matter what happened along the way. As long as we complete the test successfully, meaning that as long as we die with Iman, inshallah, we are successful. And that's why the issue of Tawbah, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left the door open till the last minute, where no matter what you and I may have done, there is nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive if we make Tawbah. So, one must never lose hope in the mercy of Allah and in the forgiveness of Allah. And also, therefore, one must not delay in making Tawbah. Because the catch of all this is that, yes, we have time to make Tawbah till the minute we die, but we don't know when that minute will come. And we have seen before our own eyes people who are young who passed away, people who are old who passed away, and so on and so on. So, since we know that death can come at any time, therefore, one must hasten to make Tawbah. But the key to remember is that our job in this life is not to reach a particular goal. Our goal is Jannah, and Jannah is what you get after you die, not before you die. So our goal is not even to reach Jannah. Jannah is a consequence of something else. And that consequence, that something else is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to ask for, which is Sirat al-Mustaqim. Our goal, therefore, is to stay on the path. It is not to go anywhere. It is to stay on the track. As long as we are on the track, that track leads to Jannah. This we are sure. Because Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladhdallin. So Allah told us, where does this track lead? This track leads to the place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded, the people that He blessed, which are the Nabiyeen, wa Siddiqeen, wa Shuhada, wa Salihin, that is their place, which is Jannah. But the key is to stay on this track. I recall an incident that happened in, I think it was 1990. And it's a long story, I won't tell you the whole story, but the key part of the story is my wife and I, we lived on one side of the river and we were on the other side of the river. We had gone somewhere. When we came back, the river was flooded. Dark black water flowing very fast. And there was no way to get across. There was no bridge. The only way to get across the river was to wade through the water. And the path to wade, to walk on, was where the road dipped. And this water was flowing across what was the road. And where the road dipped was, there were two concrete paths, maybe 18 inches wide, for the wheels of the car. So normally when you are driving, you would drive keeping your car, the wheels of the car, on those tracks. There was cement, concrete. But on either side, you're walking on this 18-inch wide strip. On either side was the actual bed of the river, which was about maybe 4 feet down, 5 feet down. So if we lost our footing on that 18-foot track, then we are as good as dead, because in that flow of that water, there was no way we were going to swim. And this was late at night, so it was pitch dark, no light, dark water flowing, and we had to get across. And I remember my wife and I, we held hands and we waded across this. And there was water up to, for me, the water was chest deep. So for my wife, it was almost up to her neck. And she was wearing a white dress, and by the time we got her on the other side, it was black with the silt of the river. And I still remember walking. Now we can't see the track because the track is down below in the water. You can't even look down at the water because first of all, you can't see anything. Secondly, if you look down at flowing water, you get dizzy. So you have to look ahead, keeping your eye on the other side or whatever you can see in the dark, feeling with your feet. The only goal in mind was not even to get across the river. The goal in mind was stay on the track. Not get across, just stay on the track and keep walking. Stay on the track and keep walking. Because if you stop, you are dead. And if you get off the track, you are dead. So stay on the track and keep walking. And I think that is a lesson in my mind. This is the lesson for our life. Our life lesson is to keep on the track and to stay on the track and keep walking. Stay on the track and keep walking. Inshallah, that track is Siratul Mustaqim. And of course, the one who does that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him Jannah. That Jannah is on the other side of the back. It's not on this side, so don't look for the Jannah. There's no Jannah in this life. This life is a test. People sometimes say, this is difficult, that is. It is supposed to be difficult. Who told you it's easy? It is supposed to be difficult. But in that difficulty, we help one another, we do whatever we can do, and inshallah, we get across. But the key thing is, stay on the track and keep walking. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us, inshallah, and to enable us to stay on the track. And if we ever get off the track, immediately make tawbah. So we come back on the track. Alhamdulillah, this is a benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unlike the river, if you step off, you're gone. But in this case, there is a safety net because this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah. So therefore, if whatever happens, we all have our weaknesses. If it happens, then immediately get back on track, make tawbah and stay on the track and keep walking. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا رحمن الرحيم.